Good morning, and welcome to Simply AI. It's Sunday, May 5th. On today's show, Prometheus 2, an open-source language model that closely mirrors human and GPT-4 judgments, and PyTorch researchers introduce an optimized Triton FP8 gem kernel, TKGEM. Plus, an AI dataset carves new paths to tornado detection. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with a look at the challenges in evaluating sophisticated language models like GPT-4. Natural language processing, or NLP, aims to enable computers to understand and interact using human language. A key challenge in NLP is evaluating language models that generate responses for various tasks. With increasingly sophisticated models like GPT-4, proprietary systems often provide strong evaluation but lack transparency and control. This has created a need for reliable open-source alternatives that can effectively judge language outputs. For more, we turn to our AI correspondent. So, what are some of the main limitations of current open-source language model evaluators?
Well, David, many existing open-source models fail to provide direct assessment and pairwise ranking capabilities, which are the two most common forms of evaluation. They also tend to prioritize general attributes like helpfulness, while producing scores that diverge significantly from actual human evaluations. This leads to inconsistent and unreliable assessments. Most approaches so far have lacked the flexibility to adapt to diverse real-world scenarios, and the ability to accurately simulate human judgment.
I understand a team of researchers has developed a new open-source evaluator called Prometheus 2 to address these issues. How does this model aim to provide better language model assessment?
That's right. Researchers from several institutions, including Chaist AI, LG AI Research, and MIT, have introduced Prometheus 2. It merges two evaluator language models, one trained for direct assessment and the other for pairwise ranking. By combining these using a linear merging approach, Prometheus 2 is able to excel at both evaluation formats. The model was further refined on a new preference collection dataset featuring 1,000 evaluation criteria. This allows it to provide transparent, scalable, and controllable assessments that closely match the quality of proprietary models.
How did Prometheus 2 perform in benchmarking tests compared to other open source and proprietary evaluators?
In tests on several direct assessment benchmarks, Prometheus 2 demonstrated the highest correlation with human evaluations and proprietary models. Its Pearson correlations exceeded 0.5 on all benchmarks, even reaching nearly 0.9 on one. For pairwise ranking benchmarks, Prometheus 2 outperformed existing open source models with accuracy scores over 85%. Notably, it was able to halve the performance gap between open source and proprietary evaluators like GPT-4 on certain tests. This suggests open source solutions have significant potential to provide comprehensive, accurate assessments on par with expensive proprietary ones.
It certainly sounds like Prometheus 2 represents an important step forward for open source language model evaluation. The ability to closely mirror human judgment in a transparent and adaptable way could really advance natural language processing applications. On the topic of advancing language models, PyTorch has introduced TKGEM, an optimized Triton FP8 GEM kernel, to accelerate FP8 inference for large language models like Llama 3 using Triton kernels. Standard PyTorch execution often struggles with the overhead of launching multiple kernels on the GPU for each operation in these models, leading to inefficient inference. Here, with more details, is our Simply AI correspondent, Abby. Can you explain the challenges PyTorch is trying to address with TKGEM?
Absolutely, David. Current methods for running large language models, especially with FP8 precision, often suffer from inefficiencies in PyTorch execution. This is due to the overhead associated with launching multiple kernels on the GPU for each operation. The proposed method, Triton Kernels, aims to overcome this limitation by offering custom kernel optimizations for specific hardware, like NVIDIA GPUs. By integrating Triton Kernels into PyTorch models via the torch.compile function, developers can fuse multiple operations into a single kernel launch, reducing overhead and significantly improving performance.
And how does TKGEM specifically leverage split-K parallelization to improve performance for models like Llama 370B?
TKGEM utilizes split-K parallelization to decompose work along the K dimension and launch additional thread blocks to calculate partial output sums. This achieves finer-grained work decomposition, resulting in significant speedups over the base TritonGEM implementation. Experimental results show up to a 1.94 times speedup over the base Triton MATMUL implementation, 1.87 times speedup over QBLAS FP8, and 1.71 times speedup over QBLAS FP16 for Llama 370B inference problem sizes.
The article also mentions the use of CUDA graphs to further enhance end-to-end speedup. How does that work in conjunction with TKGEM?
CUDA graphs are used to reduce kernel launch latencies. By creating and instantiating a graph instead of launching multiple kernels, developers can minimize CPU launch overhead and achieve significant performance gains in production settings. This complements the optimizations provided by TKGEM to accelerate FP8 inference for large language models.
Thanks for the insights into PyTorch's novel approach with TKGEM and Triton kernels, Abby. It certainly seems like a promising advancement for optimizing deep learning model inference. Well, shifting gears from the world of artificial intelligence to the realm of natural phenomena, spring has arrived in the Northern Hemisphere, which means tornado season is upon us. Tornadoes are one of nature's most violent and mysterious phenomena, with their distinctive twisting funnels of dust and debris. But detecting tornadoes, even with radar, remains a major challenge for meteorologists. Joining us now with more on a new data set that could help unlock the secrets of tornado formation is our correspondent. So tell us, what makes tornadoes so difficult to detect, even with modern radar technology?
Well, David, while a tornado's funnel cloud may seem unmistakable to the human eye, it can actually be quite obscured and hard to pinpoint on radar. Knowing the exact moment a tornado has formed, or understanding the complex atmospheric conditions that cause a tornado to develop in the first place, are still open scientific questions. That's where this new data set, called TorNet, comes in. It contains detailed radar data from thousands of tornadoes that have hit the U.S. in the past decade.
Interesting. And what's unique about the data in TorNet that could help advance tornado research?
A key aspect is that TorNet includes data not just from the storms that produced tornadoes, but also from nearby severe storms that had very similar conditions but never spawned a twister. By comparing these tornado-producing and non-tornado-producing storms, researchers hope to identify the subtle radar signatures that indicate a tornado is about to form. This could open the door to more accurate and timely tornado warnings that give people in harm's way precious extra minutes to seek shelter.
And who is behind the creation and release of this TorNet dataset?
TorNet was curated by a team of researchers at MIT Lincoln Laboratory, led by Mark Vayette and James Curdzo. Recognizing the importance of large, easily accessible datasets in driving scientific progress, especially in the era of machine learning and AI, they have made the decision to release TorNet open source to the wider research community. Along with the raw data, they are also releasing some initial machine learning models trained on TorNet that show promising results for tornado detection.
So it sounds like TorNet and the associated machine learning models could be a major step forward in solving the long-standing mystery of how and why tornadoes form. It will be fascinating to see what discoveries this enables as the research community digs into the data. Thank you for the insights, correspondent.
Absolutely, David. Many experts believe we are on the cusp of a new frontier in tornado forecasting powered by AI and datasets like TorNet. If these tools can help provide earlier, more accurate tornado warnings, it could be a true lifesaver, giving people in the path of these fearsome storms more time to get to safety. It's an exciting development to watch.
We'll be tracking this story closely here at Simply AI. That was our correspondent with a look at the groundbreaking new TorNet dataset. Moving on to another major development in the tech world, Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform, is adding new generative AI features to its FigJam whiteboard tool while it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. The new features aim to make it easier for users to get started and organize projects on the platform. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. So what exactly are these new AI capabilities that Figma is rolling out?
Figma is introducing 3 key generative AI features to FigJam. First, there's a tool to help users create new FigJam boards more easily from a simple text prompt to overcome that intimidating blank canvas. Second, they've added the ability to automatically sort and organize the sticky notes that users post on the board into logical groupings by theme or task owner. And third, there's a new summarization feature that can generate a concise summary from a large collection of sticky notes on the board, extracting the key points.
Interesting. And what's the motivation behind Figma adding these particular AI capabilities at this time?
Well, Figma has found that FigJam is actually used by a very broad audience, not just designers. In fact, 2/3 of FigJam's weekly active users are non-designers. So they wanted to make the platform more accessible and easier to use for this wide range of users. The blank canvas can be daunting for new users, so the AI-powered board creation helps with that. And as boards grow larger, organizing and summarizing the key points manually becomes time-consuming, so the sorting and summarization features help there.
And what are some of the key use cases that Figma envisions for this more AI-enabled version of FigJam?
A key use case is enabling more effective cross-functional collaboration. Figma has always conceived of FigJam as a place where designers, product managers, engineers, marketers, and others can come together to brainstorm ideas, plan projects, and stay aligned. But effective collaboration is a challenge for many teams. A recent survey by 451 Research found that 71% of employees struggle with collaboration. So by leveraging AI to make FigJam easier and faster to use, Figma hopes it can be a starting point to enable better teamwork across functions.
Very interesting context. Thank you for that. Any other important details to note about this announcement?
A couple other points. Figma is leveraging OpenAI's language models to power these features and has done some customizations to tailor them to the Figma and FigJam use cases. They've also built in some content filtering to prevent the generation of harmful or inappropriate content. And these new AI features are launching today in open beta. So it will be interesting to watch how Figma's user base takes advantage of them and the impact it has on the platform's usage.
Thanks for the breakdown on Figma's new AI capabilities for FigJam. Fascinating developments indeed. Well, that wraps up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.